Chapter 19, The Relief of Our Schools.
An example of liberality. When the Lord invited Israel to contribute for the building of the tabernacle in the wilderness, there was a hearty response. The people came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. They came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted. Men came with their gifts of silver and gold, choice fabrics and valuable wood. The rulers brought precious stones, costly spices, and oil for the lights. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun. They brought free offerings every morning until the report was given to Moses, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the Lord, which the Lord commanded to make." See Exodus chapter 35, verses 21 through 25, and chapter 36, verses 3 and 5. This generous-hearted, willing service was pleasing to God, and when the tabernacle was completed, he signified his acceptance of the offering. Exodus 40, verse 34 says, "A cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Akin to this example of willing service has been the work done in behalf of our schools in the publication and sale of Christ's Object Lessons. We rejoice that so large a number of our people have given themselves to this work and that their efforts are proving so successful. We rejoice that our conference and tract society officers have given their influence and energy to this grand enterprise, and that ministers, Bible workers, call porters, and church members have engaged so heartily in the special effort for the speedy relief of our schools. The generous, wholehearted way in which our publishing houses and our brethren and sisters in general have taken hold of this enterprise is well pleasing to the Lord. It is in accordance with His plan.